You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Debbie asks, I would like to rank up and find people to join my team, but I'm looking for like-minded owls. Okay, like-minded owls. I'm assuming like that's your, like, you know, hey, I'm an owl or an eagle or a dolphin or a porpoise or whatever. But I'm looking for like-minded people. Now, I'll tell you, there's a mistake that I'm not saying that because I don't know exactly what you mean, but I'm going to kind of use it to launch into this rant. But a mistake that some people make is that they say, I only want serious people. I only want super serious people that are after making lots of money. It's all I'm after. You want to make lots of money? No, but I'd like the product. Giddy. You want to make lots of money? No, but I'll take two bottles. Giddy. Right? That's a mistake. That's a huge mistake. So I'll tell you that a lot of the top earners that we've coached, that we've worked with and just observed over the years, they actually didn't come in with the mindset of becoming a top earner. They came in trying the product. They came in with no income goals. A lot of them. Now, obviously, some of them did. Some of them came in, they want to kill it, right? They want to reach the top. Not everyone, and in fact, a lot of them did not come in with the intentions of becoming a top earner. So if are you serious? Get it, right? If that's you, then you would have turned away $1 million a year earner. And so one thing that we talk a lot about in Rank Makers, and we talk a little bit about it in the book, is culture. And so culture, everyone throws around, right? Everyone's culture. And I like Peter Drucker. Peter Drucker says, culture eats strategy for breakfast. 100%, absolutely, I agree, 1,000,000%. Culture eats strategy for breakfast. But everyone talks about culture, what does that mean? In the network marketing context, and this is not the context for all things in life or all things that are, you know, talked about around culture, but in the network marketing context, what we define culture is as the way that someone is made to feel regardless of their level of desire or results. So if someone is in a company for 2 years, consuming the product or using the service, and they haven't made a dime. Okay? They haven't made a dime. If they're made to feel less than, bad culture. If they're welcomed, loved, acknowledged, appreciated, good culture. If someone comes in and they don't have a desire of making money. They just don't have a desire. Like, I don't really want to build the business. Okay. Most leaders would be like, how do I get them? How do I turn them around, Ray? How do I turn them around? How do I get them to want that money, man? I got to get them to want it, right? That's how most leaders would treat that. They'd be like, how do I get, person doesn't want to make money. How do I get them to want money? Well, what usually happens in that attempted metamorphosis is that you make them feel bad. Okay. Bad culture. So if someone has low income desires and they're still embraced, they can still, God forbid, take a selfie with a leader at an event. Oh my goodness. Oh my Lord, right? The leader is lowered down from stage with the mouses and he gets lots of press pictures, right? So to make sure, like, look, I'm a normal person. And then he's quickly hoisted back up through, you know, a pulley system, right? So if someone has no desire to make money and they're in a team, and they're still accepted, approved of, said it's okay, welcomed even. They even can get a selfie with a leader at an event. Crazy, right? Good culture. Okay? So you have to understand that there are people with differing and varying levels of desire. Fact. Okay? And it's not just network marketing, by the way. So when I was in the corporate world, I was like, all right, show me that corporate ladder. All right, let's do this. All right, let's do it, baby. Come on, man. Let me get that. And so it's like, oh, you want me to be junior project manager? No problem. Boom. Oh, I'm going to go for senior. Boom. I'm going to go for this. Boom. Right? I was after. Ha, ha, ha. Hopping from this to this to this to climb the corporate ladder. However, during this same period of aggressive nature by myself, there was little Judy, secretary, 24 years. I don't know that she ever had another position. Did they chastise her? They say, now, Judy, you've been here for quite a while. Don't you think you should look at some of the other positions? No, because they're smarter about culture than most network marketing leaders. Fact. Sorry. I know you don't want to hear this stuff, but it's true. So I just want to point out, so someone will come to me and say, Ray, man, I got all these people in my team not doing anything. And I'm like, okay, let me just understand something. So do you guys have an auto ship? Yeah. Okay, are they on auto ship? Yes. Okay. I know what you should do. What? Please tell me. These bums, these lazy lima beans, they're doing nothing. Lasers. Ugh. They're taking a siesta over there. I got it. I got the blueprint. I got it out. And I fold out this big long parchment. I take this parchment and I have this etching, you know, pencil where I just kind of shave stuff. And I shave all this out and they're watching intently and I'm kind of hiding it, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm done. And they're like, oh, what is it? What is it? And it says on the parchment, right, this ancient parchment that I allow them to roll into a scroll and, you know, stick it in their backpack, right? And so, so they look upon this amazing parchment, you know, dried, aged, you know, timber. And it says, send them a thank you. And they're like, how's that going to make them hungry? It's not. It's going to appreciate them for putting money in your pocket, for being a great customer. And this is where every industry gets it better than network marketing leaders. Every industry. Gym leader. And by the way, all of the stuff I learned around culture, I learned from my good friends Larry and Taylor Thompson. They're amazing. I always give them credit. Some people are like, why are you giving them so much credit? Because that's where I learned it. That's how I roll. Not everyone rolls that way. I understand. They want to take credit for everything. But I learned from Larry and Taylor Thompson, great mentors, and they're amazing. So, you got to understand, people will only stay where they feel appreciated. Why wouldn't you appreciate the masses of people who may not have the level of desire or the level of results that you would like them to have? Guess what? This is crazy. This is nuts. I read that it's possible to actually be happy if you're not making money in a network marketing company. It's possible. I read it. It was in this study they did, a 17-year study, and there were happy people. Okay, you, if you're a leader on here and you're making lots of money and you just don't understand, you just want to shake your team and say, what's wrong with you people? Right, go make some money. Right, I got it. Let's calm her down a little bit. Let's not get so cray. And I just want to encourage you, a lot of them are happy. They're happy to be in your team. They're happy with the product. They're happy with the service. They're happy with the training. They're happy at the events. A lot of them that aren't making money are just happy to belong. They're happy to be a part of something. And if you want to get rid of them, right? If you want to get rid of the people that are putting money in your pocket, all you got to do is make them feel less than. It's real simple. Real simple. So, gym owner, if I walk into the gym and I do 4 minutes on the row machine, I'm like, whoo! Man, that was the hard workouts. And I go over to the, you know, the smoothie bar and I get a 2,200 calorie peanut butter banana chocolate shake. And right? And the gym owner says, hey man, you've been coming in here a while. You're not getting any results. What's up with that? I thought you'd be diesel by now. And I'm like, well, I just kind of like to do row machine and get my big shake. And how many times am I going to be made to feel less than before I cancel my auto ship? Sorry, my membership. I do that sometimes, right? How many times does a gym owner have to come over and say, hey man, y'all don't have no six-pack abs. What are you doing in here, boy? And how many times am I going to stay on autoship, membership? I keep doing that. How many times? How many months? Is it 1 month? Is it two? If I'm really just a stickler for pain and feeling less than and feeling worthless, right? If I really like feeling worthless, then maybe I stay 2 months. Of being chastised for not being diesel, not being six-pack abs, right? Not flipping tires, ripping phone books, popping water, you know, those water things, right? So why do we do this? Because gym owners are smarter than most network marketing leaders. Fact, when it comes to culture. I know you don't want to hear this. I know that we want to just, like, everyone's walks on water around here, right? It's not the case. If you treat people differently, okay, if you treat people that have less desires than you as less than you, then you have a culture problem. Now, you can always do things, and the whole mission here is create an environment, create a culture that keeps people feeling good, right? And you have, like, if I go to that gym and I say, you know what, I'm serious, man. I know I've been coming in here and drinking my 2200 peanut butter chocolate banana shake and doing 4 minutes on the row machine. I know that I haven't, you know, really killed it here lately. And the smart gym owner will be like, oh, I hadn't even noticed, man. I thought you'd been progressing, my friend. I thought you'd been doing good, bud. Thanks for coming in, right? So the smart owner wouldn't be like, yeah, that's what I'm thinking, boy. No, smart owner is going to say, yeah, you know, I thought you'd been doing great. You know, I thought you'd been progressing. Congratulations for coming in here. But I go to the gym owner and I say, man, something changed in my life. I'm ready to kill it. I'm ready to flip some tires. I'm ready to bend some rebar. I'm ready to whatever CrossFit guys do. I'm ready to throw ropes at each other and anchors and you know, grow my beard out and all kinds of stuff, right? Whatever CrossFit guys do. And so he's like, yeah, man, we got a special class. We got a special class, okay? Now, as a leader, should you have a special class? For those that say, hey, I want to step it up. I want to become a top earner. Okay, great. Awesome. I got a special class. I got here's our training archive. Here's our next event that is for those that want to build a business. Here's my next webinar on how to prospect more people. So let's be smart like the gym owner and have an additional offering. But if they're cool with just the product or service of just going to the gym, getting their 2200 peanut butter, blah, 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 right? If they're just doing that, they're welcome. Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. High five, selfie, right? So start being okay with people who don't have the level of desire that you have. Now, I'm going to roll this all back. Roll it all back. So if you before you allow anyone into your team, you have this stringent, must be serious, must want to make $1 million a day, blah, 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 right? If you have that as criteria, you are going to miss out on people that if they just got around the campfire, if they just got around your culture and said, you know what, this is kind of cool in here, man. You know, I heard Cindy Lou made 20 bucks. Did you hear about that? You know what, I heard Luke made 100 bucks. Did you hear about that? You know what? Maybe we could do this. Maybe we could do this, right? Maybe we should go out there and make some extra money. But that'll never happen if you got the stringent steel curtain up, right? The steel curtain, no getting through here unless you're a real go-getter, right? So I would just encourage you that in your prospecting, you see if they're open, you give them an out. You don't be addicted to the outcome. And if they just want to be a customer, awesome. So cool. Welcome, my friend. You rock. Appreciate you so much. I'm going to send you a thank you card at 6 months, 3 months, 2 months, whatever. Okay. And so start being more understanding that people have different levels of desires, not just in network marketing, believe it or not, shocking, but in corporate world. And have y'all ever worked with someone? I know I have. Have you ever worked with someone at a job that they basically, if they could get away with sharpening pencils all day, that's what they would do. Right. You know, can I get my cubicle like in the far back where no one can see that I'm just back there free, free, free? How many of you have worked with someone at a job that had absolutely no ambition, absolutely no desire, right? All of us. Now, how many of you got paid from that person, okay? Might you treat them differently? Might you treat them differently if they were contributing to your family income, right? I'm just saying. That wasn't a perfect analogy. I admit that. But the main analogy here is people have different levels of desire and ambition all throughout everywhere. You know, just like, you know, my friend Judy, she's a fantastic secretary. But if I judged her based on her level of desire in the corporate arena, it would be a harsh judgment. No need to. Happy at your position? Awesome. We love you. Thanks for doing a great job. I don't have to force my ambition, my twisted, crazy, psychotic ambition on everyone else around me that I meet or bring into my team. So I hope that was helpful to you, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.